You are listening to The Point from MC3 in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Check us out on the web at mc3church.org or find us on Facebook at mc3church. MC3, it's like nothing you'd expect.
Well, good morning. As Kara mentioned in the announcements, we are doing things a little bit differently today. And, of course, the kindergarten through fifth grade is also in here with us so that they can kind of experience what happened. And we are going to be sharing, and I'll get to that in a moment, about our experience in Oaxaca, Mexico. But I wanted to start out by taking 5 minutes max. That's what I told everybody, 5 minutes max, to talk about why this fits with this series. And so we are doing this series. We're on week 3. Next week is the final week, which also means, as you saw in the video, it is the last week to record your call to care callouts. Last week, we had like 2, and I had to twist some arms on the creative team and twist some arms with Student Prime. And look at the poor students. Their arms are all twisted. And so don't do that this week. So if you could record some of those today, this is the last week to do it. Anyway, we're on week 3 of the series, and we have been working through, and by the way, the YouVersion QR is there. There's notes for today. We've been working through this passage in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which has been sort of our outline for the series. And Acts 1:8 is the commission that Jesus gave. It's Luke's recording, because Luke wrote Acts. It's his recording of what Jesus said to his disciples right before, literally moments before he ascended to heaven. But it was his instructions passed on to his disciples, to his followers. And we, 2,000 some years later, are part, an extension of that. And so in Acts 1:8, Jesus says to his followers, to his disciples there, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." And then he shares 3 places where we're going to communicate the message of Jesus. He says, "You'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And as we see with my high definition map here that will come into play, you're going to see this high definition pixelated map in a couple of months in the next series called The Story in November, December. But Jerusalem, which is right there, was the capital of Israel. That was home base. That was the central location where all the early church was, and they were Jewish people. The first Christians were Jews. And they were in Jerusalem. And so Jesus says, "You're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem." But then he says, "In Judea and Samaria." And Judea was sort of the nation, the region where Jerusalem was the capital city, where more Jewish people were. But then there was Samaria, which we talked about this 2 weeks ago. And Samaria was where they're kind of the mixed Jewish people. They weren't pure Jewish. They were mixed race. And Jews didn't really like them. And again, we've talked about why the Good Samaritan as a parable was so shocking. And so Judea and Samaria. And so if you go back, I think the passage is next. Is that right? I'm just winging it here. What's next? Well, oh, yeah, okay. So what we saw with Jerusalem was here. That's the here. And then Judea and Samaria is the there. And we've talked, week 1 was here, that it is our responsibility. We are called to care for the people in our church. And again, if you're like, "Whoa, that seems very selfish," you can listen to week 1. It's available online at our website. But the idea is that first we are supposed to care for the body of Christ, for the needs of the people within our walls. But then going on to Judea and Samaria, we are called to care for those there, those that are outside, those that are our neighbors. And that's what Chris talked about last Sunday. If you weren't here, you can listen to Chris teaching online as well. But the neighbors, our local community. But then as we go to the verse, you see the very last thing that Jesus says. He says, "Judea, Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so he says, you know what, this message isn't just contained to your church. It's not just contained to your community. It is designed for the entire world. And so this week we're looking at how C3 is for everywhere, right? Yeah, to the ends of the earth. And so as we talked, I said some of this in the first week, is that, you know, people are like, "Well, why spend all that money? Why spend all that time going to Mexico, to some other country? What about the people here?" And again, we've already said we care about the people here. We're called to care for the people here, for the people there, but also everywhere. And Jesus says, "Go to the ends of the earth." And over in Mark, Jesus, this is how Mark records Jesus' words to the disciples. He says this way, that Jesus, meaning the he, then Jesus told them, go into all the world. He doesn't say just go into the people around you. Don't just go where it's convenient. But go into all the world and preach the good news to the people that you like and that are like you. That's not what he says. He says go to preach the good news to everyone. And so it is our responsibility as followers of Jesus to take this message not just here, not just there, but to everywhere. The entire world needs the message of Jesus. And the point this week is this. We are called to care for the hearts of our whole world. And so, again, people are like, well, what about those people? I'm not here to decide whether that's good or bad. We're told by Jesus we need to reach the world. Now, obviously, we are a church of, 100 and some people that has been around for we're coming up on our 14-year anniversary in a couple of weeks. And are we going to impact the entire world? Probably not. But who knows what God's doing through us. But one thing that we have said as very intentionally from 14 years ago when our plant team was meeting is that instead of trying to do everything and be watered down everywhere, and we're going to have, some churches, and again, this is nothing wrong with those churches, but some churches have like a missionary board in the back, and there's like bulletins, like push pins everywhere. Look at all the missionaries we support. We said we're going to do things a little bit differently. And instead of trying to spread ourselves thin throughout the world, let's go to one place in the world and try to make a sustainable difference there. And so that is what MC3 Missions is all about. So we have been very intentional about focusing our efforts and our energy. And again, as you've heard, this is the eighth team that's gone. And I believe I was doing my math ahead of time. I think Chris is ahead of me by one trip. I was ahead of him, and then he caught up and then passed me. So anyway, but this is the eighth team that our church has sent. And that's kind of a big deal for a 14-year-old church. And we have gone to this singular location called Trigo y Miel in Oaxaca, Mexico. And if you want to see a map, which we don't have on the screen, but Oaxaca is kind of down southern Mexico, a lot more southern than you would realize. And it's in the mountains. It's the highest major city in the world, population. Somehow Mexico City is not as, I forget what it is, but it's high. It's really high up there in the mountains. And we have gone to this place, which is Trigo y Miel, which is a feeding center in Oaxaca. And when we first went down there, Kirk and I went down 13 years ago. 13 years ago. And we went down to kind of explore this idea. And it was just kind of just barely getting together feeding program for a few, 20 kids. And we have seen it grow and grow and grow very specifically. And I am not trying to be arrogant. I am not trying to be like, hey, feel good about us. But very specifically because of us, the growth that we have seen down there. And if Victor and Letty were here, they would say the same thing. And actually, we'll talk about that some more. So that's what MC3 Missions is all about. We took a team down there, and we wanted to use the rest of the morning, and I think I'm under 5 minutes. We want to use the rest of the morning to have them share about our trip and our experience.